Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only Adam Deggy. He's excited. Friday at the Pyramid Scheme, he's recording his special. Welcome, Adam.
Am. Thanks for having me, Zane.
I'm glad that you're here. I was poking around the internet about you, and this is going to be hilarious because you were on Channel 13,
Yeah.
and if you like go right to when, you know how like one story ends and the next one begins? You were on there at the exact moment that they were finishing up the story about the Louisville plane crash.
Yeah, it was a tough follow.
Yeah, and if I have it on the screen right now.
Oh, perfect.
It says nine dead in Louisville plane crash. You got the two hosts and you.
Wow, that's amazing. I never actually pulled up the clip because I couldn't find it on their site or their Facebook page. But
Yeah.
I had made a joke about it, referencing the fact that they brought me on right after they updated that plane crash. Because when I walked in, the guy was Tyler, I think his name is.
Yeah.
He asked somebody, in his ear, like, he was like, nine dead, 10 dead? He's like asking
Yeah.
about the update, trying to confirm. And I'm like, oh my God, what did I walk into?
I know. And then it's like, here to make you laugh. Three-time
Yeah,
cancer
always.
survivor.
Yep, story of my life. It's a
So,
tough follow, but
on
several
that,
people will probably die during my taping as well. So,
but the image is great because I'm going to screenshot that and use it for the thumbnail of this. It's
please do.
perfect.
That's
It's it.
awesome.
What is up with that chair you're sitting in? You look like Captain Kirk.
Yeah, it's the chair's not comfortable. There's nothing comfortable about local television, especially not in the morning. And I want to believe that they're real people. They were very nice, but you can just kind of, it's the same, they have the same look my brother does now that he has two kids. There's just a lot of emptiness behind his eyes.
You're right. You're right. It isn't until they grow up that you find life again. You know, there's a window of time for your beloved brother, no doubt, where, you know, he's gone. He won't remember any of this. You could tell him anything. You could tell him you got three dicks and he's not going to remember.
No, he won't. He's kind of just stuck for a while, but the TV folks always very nice. It's just I'd like to meet him off camera,
Yeah, because it's tough for them to drill down into anything more than just the who, what, where, and what you've been up to. You know, they can't really get into anything that's that, well, you know, funny. It's
Fun
difficult for
story.
them.
Yeah, it's all smiles. None of it feels super authentic. But I mean, somebody's got to do it. Good for them.
Yep.
Good for
All
them.
right, so. This event, what do we I want to touch on it and touch on a number of other things too, but can you tell us about the special in and of itself? How did it come to be and how can people be part of it?
So I've been doing comedy for over 15 years, and I mentioned this on the local TV. When you first start doing comedy, you tell people you've been doing it longer, you kind of round up to sound cool, and then the longer you've been doing it, the more you start rounding down because it just starts sounding sad,
Right.
especially when nobody knows who you are, like myself. So it's been over 15 years, and when I started, the only people doing specials were the 12 comedians you saw on HBO and Showtime and maybe some Comedy Central stuff when they were in their heyday in the
Yeah.
prime of Comedy Central. But we're smack dab in the middle of, or maybe in the beginning of, a very do-it-yourself era of comedy. And it's both good and bad. It's good for guys like me because I can just tape a special. I can pay a videographer to do it professionally. Video and sound, it'll look and sound as good as a lot of stuff you see on any of the streaming platforms. And then it'll be on YouTube for sure. I'm going to try to get it on some other platforms. But for me, it's not about like making money, obviously. I'm not going into it thinking that I'm going to make a ton of money because I won't. I'm going to break even the night of the special after I pay everybody. But for me, it's just I want the most people to see and hear my comedy as possible. So we're going to do two shows because when you tape something, you want to kind of have that second show in case maybe something doesn't go as well the first show, you'll have that second show to maybe get a better version of it. And then you kind of just edit the two together. But I mean, the first show is sold out. The first show might be good enough. I don't even have to take anything from the second show, but I may switch it up because I'm probably going to be over 60 minutes. There'll be some things I won't have time for the first show, and I'll get them in the second. But the first show sold out. Second show, not doors 9:45. There's still tickets for that. Let me take these stupid sunglasses off now that I'm not driving. So it's been a long time coming. I've been able to open for some really cool comics at the same venue at the Pyramid Scheme. I got to open for Rory Scovel and Anthony Jeselnik, a lot of my favorite comics during the festival, and now it's kind of come full circle, and I'm taping my own special there. So I'm super excited, man. I couldn't be more geeked about it. Now is the time I just kind of have to get my shit together and make sure
Right.
that I'm not
I've
pooping my
noticed
pants
that
off there.
you talked about do it yourself. I noticed that I follow Aries Spears. You know what Aries is really good at? Taking 1 minute of his act. Because it almost
Yes.
like when you're making this, you've got an opportunity. It's almost like in addition to what you described and the benefits of it, you can use the people love those 1 minute TikTok videos. It's ridiculous. And
Yeah.
that seems to be a very, very effective way for comedians to become
That's
popular.
the goal, Eric. Because I know I don't have a large following on my YouTube channel. I would like to get more people because I mean that's where the full special is going to be. I've got a decent amount on the TikToks and Instagram, as well as Facebook. So first and foremost, I'm going to cut it down into clips, which is kind of the thing now, like you were just talking about, 30 to 60 seconds. I'll have a bunch of those clips cut up from the special, and hopefully that will get people to go over to YouTube and watch the whole special. But if nothing else, I'll have the clips for people whose attention spans are 30 seconds, and
Yeah.
maybe if people like my comedy enough, they'll want to watch me for 60 minutes. So
That's exactly. So if 20 people watch it and two check it out, that's you just wash, rinse, repeat. Keep doing it. Keep it fresh.
exactly. Exactly. It's a numbers game.
So they'll watch it on YouTube. Where do they follow? Just search Adam Dege on YouTube.
Yeah, my channel I believe is at Adam Dege. I mean, there isn't another Adam Dege. My name at least is very original. So I don't
Degi, of course.
pretty sure. I mean, the only other Degges I even know of, my brother, my dad, who's been dead over a decade. There's a couple actually. Because I'm Hungarian. My dad's dad came over here from Hungary, and there is actually some people on Facebook that are, I would imagine, Hungarian. They're from Hungary, with the last name Degi, who have found and followed me. But other than that, I've never met another Degi, and as far as I know, there's nobody else with a YouTube channel under Adam Degi. So if you just put in my name, it should come up.
Yeah, I think you're going to have a great time there. How many people pack the pyramid scheme usually?
So you can set the room for different numbers. I set it for 125, plus I have some comps. They'll probably be close to 150 for the first show because it's sold out. And then second show, I believe, is like halfway sold, or the website says 86% sold altogether. I don't know. I mean, so if you do the math, I think the late show is probably over halfway there. But both should be great crowds. I mean, it'll be a decent amount of people, and the venue I think is awesome for comedy. If you've ever been to the Pyramid Scheme, it's mostly like a punk rock music venue. They have a ton of different kind of bands and music there, but comedy is also great there. So I couldn't have asked for a better place to do it. That was on the top of my list, and
Nice.
Fortunately, they had a night I could do it, and it's not even a week. I mean, I get the weekend,
You get a Friday night, right?
Let's do it.
Yeah. So, in the notes of this, ladies and gentlemen, when you can get all this information that we're talking about, what is on your mind right now? You're writing all the time. Take me through kind of like the genesis of a lot of the things that you talk about without giving away exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, I can be general and still kind of give people a good idea. So, I am a cancer survivor 3 times.
Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm grown, never lab made. Ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. Secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, folks, it's EZ for my friends at Uncommon Goods. The holiday season is here, so start your shopping here. Go to uncommongoods.com. Click where it says Christmas shopping. You've got gifts for her, for him, for the grandparents, for the kids, for the teens, for your friends. Oh my gosh. Artisan, handcrafted, amazing gifts for you and yours. Truly, everything that is cool is found at Uncommon Goods. You can get lost on the website with the amount of products that are there. Uncommon Goods partners with some of the most creative people on the planet and puts all of their offerings on one spot for you to shop in the convenience of your home. I love Uncommon Goods, and you will too. And don't forget that when you shop at uncommongoods.com, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses, and many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches. So shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase that you make at Uncommon Goods, they give a buck back to a nonprofit partner of your choice. Wow, they've donated more than $3.1 million to date. Don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
In cybersecurity, speed is survival. SOC Radar is your early warning system, monitoring external threats to your company to spot risks before breaches. SOC Radar delivers proactive threat intelligence with actionable insights for holistic exposure management across attack surfaces, dark web, and brand protection. With automated detection, triage, and investigation, SOC Radar is your business's frontline defense. Start your free trial at socradar.io/podcast. That's socradar.io/podcast. Don't wait.
My oncologist said that, you know, if it weren't for the length of my penis, I probably wouldn't still be alive. So that's a plus. It's mostly due to the length of the girth of my, wiener.
Yeah. But we can't say that on channel 13. We can't, that's okay here, but channel 13, can you imagine if you dropped that on channel 13?
Well, channel 12 and a half, but. No, I certainly could not. That's part of the reason I don't like doing local TV.
Yeah.
But no, I'm a three-time cancer survivor, so I talk quite a bit about that. I try to make it as funny as I can. I've had a lot of other cancer survivors talk to me after shows or reach out to me via the internet and tell me that they enjoy it and they appreciate it. So I do believe you can make just about anything funny, including cancer. And it's part of my life. Unfortunately, it has been for 6 years now. So I talk about that a little bit. I certainly talk about being a dad, husband. I make fun of myself a ton. A lot of it is self-deprecating. I talk about, how I may or may not have peaked in high school. There's a lot of stuff in there, Zane. It's I honestly believe I got a little something for everybody. I do get a little political. I don't ever say names. If you read between the lines, you could probably tell which side I lean. But having said that, I make fun of both sides. I really do, which I feel like you've done a good job of doing. You have to shit on everybody and you fight with everybody on the internet. And that's what we want, you know?
I love how you're doing three-time cancer survivor like Ric Flair when he's entering the ring. Three-time
Oh, yeah.
Southern States champion Ric Flair, three-time cancer survivor, cancer winner.
I've started my own dynasty of beating cancer. I'm a lot like the Chicago Bulls, but if you remember, the Chicago Bulls won championships in 91, 92, 93, and then 96, 97, 98. So there was a 2 year gap there, and I can't afford to have a gap.
You got to have three more fights, okay? Or
Yeah.
you got to be like Tom Brady when he holds up the seven rings, you could have
Yes.
like can we should get you cancer rings for every time you win.
Tom Brady.
The winner
I
of
still can't fully get behind him calling games. I want to, but the last one I watched that he was the commentator, analyst, whatever. He was like, he's trying to make jokes, and it's just like, all right, Brady, stay out of
Quit.
my lane.
Yeah,
All right.
quit,
You
quit.
date supermodels, you've won seven Super Bowls. Let us fives. Let us guys without perfect jawlines and hair, be the funny ones.
Yeah, it's remarkable. People are like, God, he's so handsome, and they say his age, and I'm like, shit, yeah, he is actually old. He does look like he's 25, for fuck's
Well,
sake.
right, but I mean, if you think about if you had for legitimately over 20 years of your life, or probably since the time he was in college, he's the best, trainers money can buy. He's got a personal chef. He sleeps in one of those cryogenic chambers, and then he's also had work done. I mean, it's not even him. He's half
No,
cyborg at this point.
he is. I don't know if you ever saw that picture of him when he was at the combine, and he looked like R word paper boy in your
Yes.
neighborhood. He was so he does not look he does not look like an athlete, but I think he was a late bloomer. I mean, he was a late bloomer. He
He
had to
was a
be.
late bloomer because I'm a Michigan fan, and he wasn't a great college quarterback. I mean, when he got his opportunity, he was fine, but obviously the legend of Tom Brady is mostly 99% his NFL career, as it should be. But he was definitely a between the ears guy. And I like to refer to myself as the between the ears comic. I mean, I'll take my hat off so people could see. I mean, some of these, I consider myself a seven with a hat on, hat off, probably five and a half.
Disagree. I think you're one of the few, and actually, there's a lot of people that are bald and can pull it off. You're one of them, Adam
Yeah, well,
Deggie. It's the
I mean,
eyes.
I got over it pretty quickly because my brother is a few years older. We both went bald in our early 20s, so it was like looking in the future. I knew it was coming, and I accepted it very, very early on. But I think Matt Rife was just here, wasn't he?
Hell, I don't know. I don't follow that
I
shit.
saw a bunch of pictures and shit on Facebook of people here in town. I feel like he was just at Van Andel, and he's the opposite. It's not really material based. He's also had work done, but handsome. And I feel like 80% of his audience has to be women and gay men, which
Okay. All right.
fun, I guess. But yeah, I it's listen, just come to the show, people. If you're listening, if you like stand-up comedy.
I know they're going to love it. I know they're going to love it. I've followed your act for many, many years. We were there at the coffee shop during the open mic night when I forgot what ethnic group was there, but they had the local mafia. It was me, you, and Ben Glaze.
Oh.
I think, was it the Russian mafia or was it?
Oh, yeah. I remember this now. Were they, well, those guys are
Latvian or?
No, they're, are they?
Turkish. Oh, no.
I want to say Croatian. No,
that's what it was. It was the Croats.
Is it?
It was the Yugoslavian mob or some shit with the coffee, the money laundering facility, having a actual meeting as to who they're going to hit while the comics are doing their show.
That place is definitely affiliated with organized crime. And the only reason they even own that place is 100% to launder money. The open mic didn't last very long. I'm sure they hated it. But
one of the things that stands out to me, in addition to what we just talked about, there was a comic there who, his part of his act was to make jokes about his significant other and how big she is.
Oh, that was like his whole shtick.
And she was there though. She was in the front row.
I remember this.
He's talking about how fat she is.
Yike! I mean, there's certainly bits I'll do more when my wife isn't at the show, which is normally the case. But I would, even if my wife was, a little thicker, which women of all shapes and sizes are beautiful, but I definitely would not be doing jokes about it. So that guy,
it was so bad. Man, it was, everybody was so uncomfortable when he was.
Yeah. Well, man, he's where do you find a lady like that who, right. I mean, who knows what it's like behind closed doors, but yeah.
Holy shit. Well, it was great. And I want everybody to go to, and you want them to go to the Pyramid Schemes website. Is that right?
Well, you can get tickets at thepyramidschemebar.com or through my website, adamdeggycomedy.com. You can also go right to the Pyramid Scheme and get tickets at their front bar for $20, no fees. Day of, you can get tickets if there's any left for $25. But I'd get them now. Get them on the them on the websites, or get them at the venue.
That's the second show, roughly about 9:30.
Yes, okay. 9:30 doors, 9:30-ish doors. It's a later night, the second show, but drink a Red Bull. Grow up.
Yeah, really. You're fine, for God's sake. The Detroit Lions, they won most recent game. What do you think about them essentially firing the offensive coordinator during the game?
I was just talking to one of my best friends about this, and I'm like, well, what's the point of the offensive coordinator at this point?
He was essentially fired during the game. So now he's going to get out the water and the orange slices.
So my buddy was like, well, he still, you know, like draws up the plays. He just doesn't call them, or he's still like designing plays. And I'm like, I don't know. Cause from a comedian's perspective, that'd be like, if somebody was like, hey, you can still do your jokes, but I'm going to tell you which order to tell them.
Right.
And I'd be like, no, that's.
Yep.
This is my thing. God. So it's got to be a blow to his ego, I would imagine. And the last time Campbell called plays is when he was, like, I think in his first year or second year, and he fired the offensive coordinator and he did it himself. So you got to wonder if this doesn't end well for
John Morton there. I think he was like, all right, we got to do something because this is just not working. We're not scoring.
It wasn't
like,
for the last four games. No, but I mean, I don't know that necessarily means it can't work in the future, but it's definitely not a good sign.
Yep. Adam Deggy, I love you, man. I think you're going to do great. I want him to go check the show.
Are you calling a Griffins game Friday?
Yeah, I'm doing sports, 5 games in 5 nights from Wednesday to Sunday.
Jeez. The Gold started, right?
Gold are great. They started last week, Friday. Awesome. Good times.
Cool. Thanks, man. I'm going to get down to a game. I appreciate you.
Give my regards to your lovely better half. And guys keep doing great. And I hope it's a smash hit. I'll check it out on YouTube.
All right, Zane. I appreciate you, man. Take it easy.
Peace, buddy.
Holler.
See ya.